Let's start. I think they might be dominating Myra soon. Okay, continuing the denim of Kriya. Simon Kuf was Kriya. So we are up to Ches. I'll call a mason on all dead bodies of dead people and Lachshama ad. If you didn't hear until after 30 days from the death, ain't a career, you don't tear Kriya. I love it, Imai, but on a father and a mother, Kareya lo'olam begodav shem Allah b'shas shmir. Then you tear kriya at the time that you heard the news. Acha begodav shu machlof achar kach. But any begodav that she changes after that ain't a tzarach l'kriya, that you don't, that you change after that, you don't have to tear kriya on. Tess a regel mevatel gzeres lamid gam linyan kriya. So yomtiv is mevatel the gzer of lamid even linyan kriya. L'chein a poga regel toich the davening now. Dominating now? Are they dominating now? Lachain and Pogar Regal Toich Lamed. If Yom Tif happens within Shloshim, Bashar Krav Yachal Litfor Lagamri Be'erav a Regal Achra Mincha. For all other relatives, you can sew up the Kriya after Mincha on Erev Yom Tif. Alav V'ima Yachal Lishlo. And on the mother and the father, you can fix. You can't fully fix it, but you can partially fix it. Right? Fine. Yud kara ala mace. If somebody tears kriya on the mace, v'soich shiva mace le mace acher, and during shiva another mace dies. Marchik kumay gimel atzbais. You distance 3 fingers away min akera arishim from the first tear, but kareya tefach and you ktera tefach. Hashem moysav al akera arishim tefach, or you just add another tefach onto the first tear. Aval acher zayin, after zayin kol zman shabegar akaru ala. After Shiva, as long as the torn vegets on you, Moisef alav kolshu v'dayeh. You add on a kolshu and that's enough. Ach, im arishan hoya mishara krevim. If the first one who died was other relatives, v'asheni v'ava v'imai, azay afilu l'achar zayin, even after zayin tzarek l'achar gimel etzvayis v'kari kadina, you have to distance 3 fingers and then rip it properly. She'ein ava v'imai b'tesefes, because a mother and father cannot have kriya torn on Tesefas. It needs to be from scratch for parents. Same thing, if the mother dies first, the father dies first, and then the mother, or the opposite, you need to have a total new tear for a parent. Okay, these are odd cases. Yud Aleph. If somebody heard at one time that his father and mother died, unfortunately, this was after the Holocaust and these type of things. Or two other relatives, then you only tear one kriya for once. But if it's a father and a mother and a relative, first he tears on the father and the mother, and then after that he distances 3 fingers with kriya, and then he tears on the other one. You'd be a chayla. Somebody who's not well, who has a relative that died, im died it's lula. So if his das is clear, elashena yochel the kriya machas shuv nisukim lechayah, but he can't tear kriya because he's chayla sheish mesakana potter achar kach mi lekriya. So after that, he's potter from tearing kriya. Elam kain who are dying beside shiva, unless he is within shiva. The chashim shas chima, because that's considered, when he's still hot, meaning he's still, strong. His sadness is very strong. But he can't tear kriya because he doesn't have a clear head. So when he does get a clear head, havi oz shas achimam shalai, then that's considered. That's to consider the heat of his sadness, and then he could tear kriya. Then he tears kriya if he's within 30 days. And on appearance, he tears forever. Fine. Yud Gimel Katan Shemes Lemes, a Katan who died, Afilu Layagia Lachinach, even if he didn't reach Chinach, currently Kriya Kitsas, we tear a little bit of Kriya, Mishum Agmas Nefesh, Lahar Avol, because of Agmas Nefesh to be Marba Avelos. And if the one who died is already Gil Chinach, then one tears kriya just like a dialect. Yeah, I think the minig is to tear kriya all the way across the board now, as far as I know. Meaning, Batson was saying that the a katan does not have avelos. That's essentially what it is. I by us, but my one father passed away. My sister was still a katana, so we did a little. I think we taught kriya, but you didn't have to sit shiva or anything like that. The minigun our medinas is you only tear kriya on a mother and a father. This is all up to different minhagim. Whether it's the day of the kvura, whether it's the day they heard the news, or even if it's a distance shmua where they didn't hear it for a long time. Achemes, meaning that they heard about it way after the death. Achemesu, but if the mother and the father died on Yom Tov, since the kriya, that's if they died on Yom Tov itself, then they should not tear on Chalamayad until after Yom Tov. And on other relatives, you don't tear on Chalamayit ad la'achar haregel until after Yom Tov. Achim shama b'chalamayit shmua, but if they hear about a relative dying on Chalamayit shalachar Yom Tov tei rechayka, that after Yom Tov be rechayka, meaning after Yom Tov, it will be after 30 days, meaning they heard on Chalamayit that 3.5 weeks ago their brother died. So if they're going to wait for the kriya till after Yom Tov, they're not going to. It's going to be already Shmuel Rechayka, right? Fine. Then they should turn on Cholamayit. Issa Srit of Akar Cholameis Kosam Simukuf Samach Tes. We already had the Isser of that you're not allowed to cut yourself and all that for death. Simukuf Tzadivov Hilchos Einin B'chol B'chol U'B'Shabbos B'Yom Tov
What do
Tadinam
you
of Einin.
say that? If ach im meis aviv ima biyantif, then you don't take kriya. You do take kriya.
He's saying that you don't.
We don't pass
Oh,
like
okay.
that,
Oh, that's what I'm by you.
right? I taught kriya.
Yeah,
I
I'm
taught
telling you,
Balin
these
Beis.
things are all. I think that we're naive to just tear Kriya, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, these things are all Tully and Minig.
I'm saying the people in charge
Yeah,
took.
it's each Chevron Chadish is going to do with what their Minig is. Yeah. If somebody has a mace and they're chayiv, he's considered an einin ad la'achar kvura until kvura shalo yinu kalus roish. You're not allowed to have levity. Kadeshalo yemra la mace show you adam kal. They shouldn't say on the mace that he was just a light person. That's why, well, that's why the person's not stressed out because he doesn't really care that this person died. And he doesn't care about his death. Is that gnai gadol la'meis? That is a big, big negative for the meis. It's considered laughing at somebody who is poor, right? Meaning somebody who's dead. Ella Yisrael l'chol shu tarid v'nivah la'misasa v'rasa. You show everybody how busy you are with the death and the burial. La'yachah b'cheder shameis, but you can't eat in the room with the meis. Ella b'cheder achar, only in a different room. You don't have a different room. You have a basic base chaver. Then you eat in the friend's house. Then you make a wall in front of the mace. 10 tefachim. It shouldn't be open 3 tefachim. With a ruach, and it also has to be strong enough that a wind won't knock it down. And if you don't have the ability to make a mechitza, then turn away from the mace and eat. Meaning makes no difference if the einin is there or not, even if you're a different city. Einin meisiv va'aychol derech kviyas. You don't lean and sit derech kviyas ela derech arai. You only eat, temporarily. Meaning you only eat like enough to satiate you. Einin aychol basar v'einin shas yain. You don't eat meat and you don't drink wine, right? Mashenkin is somebody who's an actual shiva. Could eat meat and drink wine. Many people make that mistake, and they think that an oval during Shiva cannot do that. And because they also get that from the 9 days is interesting. The 9 days supposed to be a din like Shloshim. You're even allowed to drink wine during Shiva and eat meat during Shiva. Yet during the 9 days, because of the chumrah of the avelus for the churban, we don't have it. But because of that, there's confusion. So an einin is not allowed to have meat and not allowed to have wine, but after the burial, then he is allowed. Okay, we will stop over there. Gotta go run and down with Myrif. Everybody should have a fine night. We should hear Basuras Toivas. And again, none of these halachas should ever be Negea. Sagazan.
Good night.
Good night.